Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject still called Prayer, Your Foundation of Success, and we're starting at topic, The Name of Jesus is a Weapon today. The name of Jesus carries ultimate authority in the spiritual world. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. The name of Jesus gives us authority as believers over sickness, disease, over Satan and every evil work. We see this in Mark chapter 16, verses 15, and Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. The power backing Jesus is the power above Almighty God. We see this in 1 John chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. John chapter 16, verse 23. The next topic, the blood of Jesus. It's a weapon. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The power of sin and death and hell are broken through the sacrifice. We read this in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Holy Spirit is a weapon. The Holy Spirit is the power of God who empowers our weapons and our armor. We see this in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. The effectiveness of your prayer will depend on the degree of confidence you place in the Holy Spirit, for he is the power behind them. Pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, not to the Holy Spirit, and he will perform the will of God in your life. The angels of God are also a weapon. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies my footstool? Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation? The angels of God have been sent to minister for you and to help you. They listen for the commands that must come out of your mouth to tell them what to do. You either loose them or bind the angels by your words. In Psalm 103, verse 20 to 21, bless ye the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, do his commandments, hearkening or listening to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Thank you once again for being with me. The next part coming up is part 6, and the topics are prayer that changes things. What are the different types of prayer? Thank you and God bless.